Cote d'Ivoire government has closed its borders with Ghana. It is not immediately clear what might have led to the closure. Speaking on Behind the News, a Ghanaian businessman Amoro Ampusi said the Ivorian government is not respecting the ECOWAS protocol on the free movement of goods and services. He said the closure is hampering trans-border trade. He, however, debunked reports of demonstrations at the border. Ms. Ampusi spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
Reaching the border, I came across this blockade of ECOWAS trucks, including Ivorian trucks that have carried goods from Togo, Benin, and other countries, who have blocked the Ivorian side of the border, not allowing any cars to pass. And the drivers have all left their trucks and gone to Abidjan.
And what reasons were given for the blockade?
The blockade was the Ivorian government not respecting the ECOWAS protocol of free movement and goods and services. And at any time, the Ivorian authorities did that once. And the trucks were locked here for 3 solid months, rendering everybody, including the entire company, out of business. Because when there's free flow of goods and services, everybody does business smoothly. But in this case, they started it again. And it seems that people have also, including most of the goods, belong to trans-ECOWAS businessmen. So in actual sense, they don't see any why the Ivorian authorities, who are part of the ECOWAS protocol, to be of blockade to their free movement of goods and services. So that has rendered them, now that since they've not allowed them for the past week to enter that country to do their duty and to sell their goods, they've also decided to block the road so that no truck or car comes into Ghana or moves across freely, because the problem is not Ghana's problem, but it's a problem of the Ivorian authorities. And so they decided to do that there.
With this risk reported happenings, have they been reported to authorities either in Ghana or Cote d'Ivoire?
The intelligence services here, national security, the police, custom officials, definitely the authorities of Ghana know about it, and they will have the flashpoint immediately of what is really happening on the ground. But the problem is that it's not a blockade in Ghana.